The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
Whenever we hear of athletes being sanctioned for breaking anti-doping rules, it's generally for the presence of a prohibited substance or method detected in their sample. But did you know that the use of a prohibited substance is just one out of many anti-doping rule violations? Yes, there are actually 10 different ways in which an athlete can be determined to have broken anti-doping rules. Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown, outlines a few of them.
Some of the anti-doping rule violations are the presence of a prohibited substance or its metabolites or markers in an athlete's sample, meaning that it's in their either urine or blood sample. Use or attempted use by an athlete of a prohibited substance or method. Evading, refusing, or failure to submit to sample collection. Tampering or attempted tampering with any part of the doping control process, whether it be trying to alter the chemical composition of the sample or so on. Possession of a prohibited substance or method. Trafficking or attempted trafficking in a prohibited substance or method. Administration or attempted administration to an athlete of a prohibited substance or method.
Whereabouts failure is another anti-doping rule violation. This includes filing failures or missed tests. Athletes in JADCO's registered testing pool are required to submit information on their whereabouts to facilitate out-of-competition testing, and if they miss the deadlines for submission or submit incomplete or inconsistent information, they are liable for a filing failure. If an athlete is selected for testing and fails to be present at the location stated on their whereabouts information, this can result in a missed test. If an athlete has 3 missed tests or filing failures within a 12-month period, he or she can be hit with an anti-doping rule violation and a possible 2-year ban.
When our DCOs turn up, we're not obligated to call them or to find out where they are because they have put on their whereabouts that they would be at a particular location. And it is for them to be there. There's also the option for them that even a few minutes before the hour is due, they can go in and change if they had an emergency or so on.
Mr. Brown notes, however, that consideration is given if the athlete misses the test due to an emergency or unavoidable circumstance.
Of course, the athlete is then given a chance to explain why they were not there. If the reason given wanted to examine carefully, because it's not that you just give a reason and it's accepted, it has to be examined and questioned and that sort of thing. And if the reason is a very valid reason, then of course they will not be ascribed a mistest. However, if it is not, they will be.
2 new anti-doping rule violations were added to the revised World Anti-Doping Code, which came into effect on January 1, 2015. These are complicity and prohibited association.
If you are trying to cover up an athlete or an athlete support personnel's anti-doping rule violation, then you could be cited for complicity. So it's very serious. Even though you might think you're not the athlete, but you're the person around trying to help to cover the athlete, you can then be sanctioned as well. And there's also prohibited association. Now, if a person, such as whether coach, doctor, physio, or whoever, if they are found guilty, for example, of a criminal offense, you can prohibit association with them.
In the case of prohibited association, persons will first be warned about their association with the prohibited individual. If they persist in associating with the prohibited individual, they may then be sanctioned. So how does an athlete stay on the right path? By being informed and vigilant. Athletes should be familiar with the World Anti-Doping Code, the anti-doping rules, as well as the substances and methods on the WADA prohibited list so they can assess their actions and make informed decisions. To learn more, log on to jadco.gov.jm. Visit JADCO's offices at 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, telephone 929-3500. You may also log on to their Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or Instagram pages. This has been JADCO and You. Remember, you don't need to dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.